It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As our state transitions to more renewable energy, we discuss regulatory issues with the outgoing chairperson of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, Rebecca Cameron Bach, is here. And during her tenure, she oversaw utility rate case proceedings for electric and gas utilities, approvals for solar projects, and grants to expand high-speed internet. Call in with a question. You can share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Rebecca Cameron Bach was appointed by Governor Tony Evers in 2019 and leaves the position tomorrow. Chair Bach, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me back, Kate.
Can you tell us a bit why you've decided to leave this leadership role?
Sure. So, I mean, first, I want to just make it really clear that this was the opportunity of a lifetime, and I'm so incredibly grateful to Governor Evers for putting his trust in me. And I do feel like I'm leaving the agency in a better position than when I found it. But I've been very open about the fact that I'm a mom. I have a teenager and a middle schooler, and I commute between Milwaukee and Madison. And after 5 years, I just knew that it was ready. It was time for me to be located in Milwaukee, especially having a newly minted driver in the house.
Oh, there's some regulation in that, I would imagine.
Yes, exactly.
So looking back at these years, what accomplishments are you most proud of in your time with the Public Service Commission?
Oh, there are so many, Kate. You know, the PSC is just full of consummate professionals and experts in their field. But I think what comes to the top of the list certainly is being able to bring new or improved broadband service to nearly 400,000 locations within the state. The pandemic really shone a very bright light on the necessity of reliable high-speed broadband. And I'm really proud of the work that we have done to build out that infrastructure and to have really important conversations about affordability. I'm also really proud about the fact that I oversaw the approval of nearly 4,000 megawatts of solar projects. And those solar projects are going to help achieve our state's goal of making sure that all electricity in the state is carbon free by 2050. And last but certainly not least, I'm also extremely proud of creating a YouTube channel for the PSC. I say it pretty frequently, but the decisions that are made at the PSC are so important. We deal with the provision of clean drinking water. We deal with the regulation of electric and gas utilities, and we're overseeing this historic investment in broadband. But a lot of people don't know why we make the decisions that we make at our open meetings. So creating a YouTube channel was meant to bring our decision-making into the homes and onto the phones of all of the residents that are impacted by those decisions. So I'm really proud of that.
And you have said that the Public Service Commission has become more transparent during your tenure. Would you say like the YouTube channel is an example of how transparency is improving?
I would hold that up as an example. We just added a second channel on YouTube because of the volume. We're putting all of our hearings onto YouTube now. That will increase engagement from stakeholders, members of the public. But also, Kate, what I started to do was I started to use generic proceedings at the commission. It's a little bit esoteric, but it's a tool that's been available to the commission for years, hadn't been widely used. But really what it is it gives me the ability to open up a case and to invite experts to come in and provide information in a very non-contested, non-confrontational venue. And I have found that those investigative dockets have been really helpful.
And so when you say generic proceedings, you mean so you open up a case and then allow experts to come to weigh in through, you know, more openly? And can you explain the difference?
Exactly. Yeah. So it, you know, and it's really just taking a page from the university that's down the street from the commission, quite frankly. we are so lucky in Wisconsin to have so many technical experts. And what it is I, you know, open a docket, for instance, the roadmap to zero carbon docket. Mm-hmm. And through that docket, we opened our doors and we extended invitations to economists, to technical experts, to innovation experts, to community-based groups. And we opened our doors and we said, come to the commission, let's talk about all of the issues that are involved in getting to zero carbon. And for example, we had one meeting solely focused on affordability, and we wanted to hear from utility customers. What does affordability look like to you? Because when you're in a contested case, people feel the need to have to go out and hire a lawyer, and it's a very formal process. And that can keep people away from the discussion because it can be intimidating. Mm-hmm. So my goal was to use these generic proceedings to really have a more open, free-flowing conversation about these really important issues.
We're talking with Rebecca Cameron Vock, outgoing chair of the Public Service Commission. You can join in with questions and comments about the regulatory agency and the work it does. 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. I want to circle back to broadband. And in November, the governor's office said requests for funding from the Broadband Infrastructure Grant Program were five times higher than available funds. Is the state making enough inroads to expand high-speed internet access?
We definitely are, Kate. We've made tremendous progress, and it's because of the historic investment that we've made. But there is still work to do. And the reason you're continuing to see the demand for these dollars outstrip the supply is because as we get to connecting the last of the residents that need connection, those installations are more expensive because they're in harder to reach areas. So the need is still there. We've made tremendous progress. There's still work to be done, but we are very confident that we will ensure access to all in Wisconsin within the next 7 years.
And, you know, the federal government worked in earnest to map out in detail where there are gaps for high-speed internet, where it's lacking. You know, as you see it today, do we know precisely where to target the funding because we know exactly where broadband is lacking?
We do, and I will tell you, not only did the federal government do yeoman's work, but our Wisconsin Broadband Office did as well. And they've been asking for this information for years from providers. And what we did was we embarked on a listening tour across the state of Wisconsin to make sure that we were hearing from people at a very, very local level. So I do feel confident in the maps aren't perfect. We continue to push back where we see errors, and we continue to encourage residents to point out those errors so we can ensure the most accurate maps possible.
Rebecca Cameron Vock is outgoing chairperson of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission as we discuss regulatory issues in the state and the work of the agency. Call in with a question, share your views, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As Wisconsin Public Commission Chairperson Rebecca Cameron Vock prepares to leave the Utility Regulation Agency in coming days, we take this moment to discuss oversight issues of electricity, water, of renewables, and you can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question or email ideas at WPR.org. Chair Vock, I want to talk a bit about the agency and what has transpired with the state Senate vote 21-11 to reject Tyler Huebner's confirmation to the commission. And we had seen that State Senator Julian Bradley said Huebner was denied because of supporting setting energy rates based on income rather than usage, and that was activism. What is your response to that?
So it's incredibly disappointing and disheartening that Commissioner Huebner was voted down by the Senate. It's the first time that a sitting commissioner, and keep in mind, Commissioner Huebner had been here for nearly 4 years. So he had built a record of really sound, reasonable decisions that he had voted for. And it's really disappointing and disheartening to see what happened to him. The PSC is an independent agency, Kate, and we have functioned that way since we were formed in 1907. We were the first commission created in the country, and we have a long history of being independent, regardless of who is in the executive residence or who is controlling the legislature. And the issues that the PSC regulate and oversee are incredibly technical. And the injection of politics into those decisions, especially when you're looking backward at a decision that was made, injection of politics into an independent agency like the PSC is an incredible disservice to the people of the state of Wisconsin. And I find it really disappointing, incredibly disappointing. So rate making in general, whether you're talking about a water utility, a gas utility, an electric utility, the technical expertise that goes into rate making has been written about, and we have been overseeing those cases for more than 100 years. So I'm not going to get into the specifics of that particular case, but what I will tell you is that as an independent agency, each commissioner makes his or her decision based on a record that is full of facts and data points. And to sort of, in hindsight, take issue with a decision that was cast because it didn't maybe comport with someone's political views really puts the commission in a precarious position. Because while we are political appointees, the cases and the issues that we oversee are 100% apolitical, and our decisions are driven by data and facts.
The Clean Economy Coalition of Wisconsin said your departure and Huebner's rejection could threaten to stall clean energy, the progress on clean energy. Is there merit to this concern?
I don't think so. I have a lot of confidence in the agency. I have a lot of confidence in the incoming chairperson, Summer Strand. The governor recently appointed Christy Nieto as a commissioner. Christy has been at the commission for more than a decade. She understands the issues. And really, Kate, it's not the PSC that is driving the transition. Certainly, we are a critical component of the transition, but our job is to examine the plans of the solar developers, the wind developers, the utility companies, and what they are planning to build. So we can't mandate the transition, but certainly our role in reviewing the new facilities that are being proposed is a really important part of that transition. Well, I'm not concerned that we will start moving backwards. No, I'm not.
Let's dig deeper into that transition to being carbon neutral by 2050. Sean from Richland County emailed to ask, how do you balance solar and wind goals without putting big power lines over people's homes?
Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's all of it is a balancing act. I will tell you that the first thing developers do is they look for proximity to the ability to transmit the electricity. So whether that's near a distribution infrastructure or transmission infrastructure, and there are also non-transmission wire alternatives that can be looked at. So it's not necessarily that every time a new solar facility gets built, that there will be a corresponding transmission project. There are a lot of pieces to that puzzle. And we are aware and we're keeping very close tabs on all of the studies looking at whether and when additional transmission lines will be needed in Wisconsin.
Let's discuss financing, third-party financing for solar panel installations being approved by the commission on a case-by-case basis. And advocates saying, look, these financing arrangements are needed to make solar more affordable. So what would you like to see happen with third-party financing?
So we are subject to a lawsuit currently because of one of the decisions, actually two of the decisions that we made. So I can't speak specifically about those cases, but I can say in general that when there is a lack of clarity or there is mounting uncertainty about how a statute will be interpreted, that has an incredible chilling effect on investment. And chilling investment in Wisconsin at this point in time is going to do a lot of harm. And so my plea would be that all of the parties involved, utilities, the commission, the legislature, come to agreement on how to remove obstacles as much as possible and quite frankly, as quickly as possible.
We're talking with Rebecca Cameron-Vock, outgoing chair of the Public Service Commission. You can email your question to ideas@wpr.org. So We Energies is set to shut down two coal-fired generators in Oak Creek as part of larger efforts to make the utility coal-free in 8 years. Will coal plant closures affect consumer electricity rates?
It's hard to say, Kate. So in the interim, as we go through this transition, there will be a period of time where customer rates are going to reflect the costs of those early retired plants in addition to new generation that is being built. So we are going to go through a period where there's going to be more upward pressure on rates. Once those costs of the early retired plants are recovered, you get rid of the fuel cost now, right? Because if you are relying more on solar and wind, there is no associated fuel cost
Yes.
with running those facilities. So over the long term, customer bills will go down.
But how do you ensure utilities don't profit off of decommissioned coal plants?
That's going to be the job of the commission as it sits when the utilities bring those retired plants before the commission, and that will be discussed in their rate cases. There's a lot of discussion, and we've had discussion here in Milwaukee or Wisconsin about methods to keep those costs low. Securitization is a method that's been used across the country. It's been used in Wisconsin once. There have been efforts to expand our securitization law to allow for more costs to be securitized, because that is a way to lower the impact of collecting those costs in rates. So there are ways. We have to continue to be creative, and we have to continue to really push to find the answer that balances the interests of the utilities with the interests of its customers.
In those interests, there is a new bill that would give the Public Service Commission more power over utility plans for future construction projects. And I'm just wondering what you think of the bill. Do you think that there should be more oversight in what utilities want to build?
I'm not going to comment specifically on that bill, but I will tell you that in general, I am of the belief that the more tools the commission has in its toolbox, the better off customers and, quite frankly, utilities will be. And, you know, Wisconsin used to have something called the advanced plan, where the commission would look at a utility's building plan to make sure that all those pieces made sense. And we haven't had that in a while. So any effort to equip the commission with additional authority to ask those really probing questions And to be able to look at utilities plans in a more holistic way, I am in favor of.
So more upstream questions, you know, in order to understand where that utility is headed.
Exactly. Exactly. So that you're not making decisions in silos, as it were.
Chairperson Vock, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Rebecca Cameron Vock is outgoing chairperson of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. If you missed any part of the conversation, you can stream it later today at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.